Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn, your host, and it's a real pleasure to have you back with us today. And we are excited to have Jonathan Wachtel back with us. Jonathan was with us last week in an interview with Jim Masters here on CUTV News Radio and covered a lot about what he does in his amazing career. His practice, and he's based in New York, his practice is called the Inspirational Life Guidance, which I'm going to get him to explain again because some of you may be new to this this particular subject, and we'll learn more about it. But in any event, it's an amazing story, and he is an amazing guy. And while we're getting underway here, there is a very interesting website that Jonathan has, and you should know about it. If you're listening live and near a computer, you may want to check it out, inspirationallifeguidance.com. That's his website, and It has so much inspiration and so much information, and also the contacts on how to get in touch with Jonathan if you find, after hearing this broadcast, that you would like to talk to him, because he helps all kinds of people. He works with and guides life coaches, psychologists, social workers, therapists, and other mental and emotional health professionals. He works with thought leaders and guides. It's pretty amazing. So let's bring Jonathan back on the line with us here on CUTV News Radio. Jonathan, we're delighted to have you back. How are you today?
Hi, Doug. It's good to be here. I'm doing well.
Well, good.
How are you doing?
And you're doing good. I'm doing good. You're doing good. That's great. First off, for anybody who did not hear last week's broadcast, tell me a little bit about let me preface this. Let me because, you know, the leader of this is you help men and women transition to a more fulfilling life, whether it's in their work or it's in their relationships, whether it involves health, finances, or any other area of your life. You work with clients to, as you put it, clarify what they really want to experience and to listen to their own internal guidance. I find that a fascinating paragraph. And your practice where you do this, you've named it Inspirational Life Guidance. So tell me a little bit about what you do with folks to help them out. What is your business?
So basically, I work with people to help get them in the right mindset to achieve whatever it is they want to achieve, to create the circumstances in their life that they actually want. Most of the time, people think that they want, you know, I mean, people come in, you know, they want to improve their relationship, they want to improve their career, they want a different job, they want to expand upon their business, they want to lose weight, they want to have a situation that they're happier with in some area of their lives, and they come to me, and I help them recognize that what they really want is what they think they would feel if they had the thing that they think they want. I mean, usually, obviously, people come in and they think, this is what I don't like, I want to change this, or this is what I don't like, I don't know what to do about it, and then I help them clarify, well, what would you like instead? And then I get them imagining, well, what would you feel if you had that? What would you feel if, you know, what are you feeling now? And what would you feel if you made this change? What would you feel if you had the relationship that you think you want, or the better relationship? What would you feel if you had the job, or you had the greater income, or you had the body that you want? And once they really clarify what they want to experience, then the next step is to work through any limiting beliefs, any thoughts, feelings, anything that's holding them back from actually resonating with that, from believing they could have that, from actually feeling it. Because obviously, if you try to imagine feeling something that you just don't believe is possible, then it's going to be pretty difficult to actually imagine what it feels like. So I help them work through, why are they having trouble feeling it? And if they are feeling it, why aren't they already there? And, you know, what changes can we make, first of all, internally, and then externally, to actually bring about the results that they want. That's what I ultimately actually do, is help them bring about the internal results that then lead to external directions from their own thoughts, feelings, and instincts, because when we're clear about what we want, then everything in us tells us what to do to get there. And when we're not clear about what we want, when we're focusing on what we're not wanting, then it's just a whole, you know, bunch of staticky communication with our own thoughts, feelings, and it's not clear that they're actually telling us anything useful. So once we're really clear about what we want to, and we're clear that that's a feeling ultimately, it's not the thing, it's, you know, it's the fulfillment, it's the excitement, it's the sense of security, it's the sense of feeling like they're attractive, like they look good, like they come across the way they want to, like they, you know, like they're happy. You know, once they're really clear about what they want to feel and they're really stepping into that, then all their internal communication is clear, and then we can just work through whatever is being said, and, you know, whatever's holding them back, that naturally comes up after that. And then, you know, so if they're like trying to imagine having a greater income, then it's, you know, and we're imagining a certain income and a certain career where they're doing what they love and being paid to do what they love. But then obviously old beliefs come up, like, well, you know, I really believe that life should, that work is work. You know, you can't make money unless you're working. And then obviously that's something we would need to redirect, that we would need to address, that they've basically made it, and like to sort of show how this works, they've basically made it hard for their own internal guidance to get paid attention by them. So if we look at the mirror inside, the fact that the outside is a mirror of what's inside, and we get them looking at, okay, so how have you made it difficult for your thoughts, feelings, and instincts to get paid attention by you, to get paid positive attention for just being themselves, for just doing what they naturally do? Because that's what, you know, if my client's saying, I want to get paid to just be me, I want to be paid to just do what I love, to just do what I enjoy, I don't want it to be work, but they're feeling like it you know, it has to be work. Then we're addressing that internally. Why has it felt like work? And then when we change that, when we address the internal, then the external just naturally changes.
Wow. Yeah, it seems to me that you cover almost every aspect of someone's life. I know you are best described as an international inspirational life guide, but you could cut it down to two words. You're a life coach, a general life coach. You cover the whole ball game, it seems to me, which is amazing. And I'm intrigued by some of the things that you refer to. For example, where did the anagram, am I pronouncing it right, anagram personality type system come into this?
Yeah, so the anagram is something that when I first started my practice, I made a lot of use of it because it was the beginning of my really understanding people. It's still sort of always working behind the scenes in what I do, but it's a system of 9 personality types with 3 thinking types, 3 feeling types, 3 instinctual types. And I recognized, I came across this while I was in college. And before that, I really didn't understand people at all. And I was constantly trying to figure out the universe and figure out everything. And I was very drawn to systems and logically figuring out things. So I really needed a way to logically begin to figure out people because I really didn't understand them. So then I looked at, I was introduced by a friend to the Enneagram, and it was at the same time that I was also taking a class about the Buddha's ideas about human psychology. So I was practicing mindfulness meditation, and so I was becoming more aware of my internal working, and I was having these long philosophical conversations. I was sort of like this wandering philosopher on campus, you know, in my free time, and just like having these deep conversations with people and really getting into their experiences and then recognizing their types in accordance with the Enneagram, and recognizing that if people were driven by these different basic motivations, if we just prioritize these different basic motivations differently, then it actually made sense what people did. Because before that, it was, you know, people, I would ask people, why are these people doing what they're doing? And people would just say, well, put yourself in their shoes. Why would you be doing it? And I was like, I would never be doing it, so I have no idea. But you know, so once I had some kind of outline of what drives us and how people might prioritize different things differently, then it was just this window into understanding people, and then ultimately into this whole world of internal experience, where I've built on the Enneagram much more than what I've read about and what other people have read. I've written books on it. Ultimately, I define the different types as different relationships with ourselves, with our own thoughts, feelings, and instincts. And so when we look at it that way, then we can actually just use it as in a way to help us understand what's the relationship we're inclined to have with ourselves, and how can we change that? And, you know, where do we, you know, ultimately sort of go in a direction that's not going to get us results we want, and how can we go a direction that would get us results we want in terms of how we're treating ourselves? You know, if we're ignoring or dismissing or tuning out our thoughts or our feelings or our instincts primarily, and what are they trying to be to us? Are they trying to be useful? Are they trying to be, you know, fulfilling? Are they trying to be dependable? Are they trying to be helpful? Are they trying to be important? Are they trying to be valuable? Are they trying to be protecting us? Are they trying to be good? Are they trying to be peaceful and harmonious? So when we look at this as this is what our, you know, this is a relationship that we're inclined to have with ourselves, and we can change that, then we can actually, you know, it's just a window into how we can actually make changes to our lives. So I look at the Enneagram as a way to become more aware of the internal interactions that we're having that we can actually then make changes to because we have greater awareness of them. Without the Enneagram, obviously there are other ways of getting at that, and that's where I've used the Enneagram as sort of just a springboard for myself, and then with that awareness, I was able to start to map out internal experiences, the internal landscape of human experience, what different peak experiences we're capable of, what negative experiences are on the other end of the spectrum of that, and what's, you know, all along the way on the spectrum. And I've identified different types of peak experiences with the different Enneagram types and the structure of the Enneagram as a guide, because it's sort of a window into how we have different types of thoughts, feelings, and instincts, different types of relationships with them, and ultimately then, you know, in breaking this down, it just became really useful to actually make use of it, to actually look into it and then see how I could incorporate it into my life, and then obviously once I started doing this, incorporate it into my practice.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. You know, you mentioned something a moment ago that I've never heard anyone say. Maybe I haven't been in the right, you know, quarters of people who do talk about it. But you said you had spent a lot of time trying to figure out the universe. I couldn't mm-hmm. help but wonder, have you managed to do that yet?
Well, I do feel that I have, actually. And it's sort of what at first I was trying to figure out the universe on a much larger scale. I was trying to, in high school, combine science and religion and, you know, recognize the overlap and some kind of, recognize some kind of theory of everything, but since then it's been much more of mapping out the internal world. And what I've recognized is that when we really understand the internal world, then we understand the external world so much better, because the external world is really just a reflection of the internal world. So at this point, I really do feel like I actually have mapped out the universe, and obviously I'm learning more all the time, and, you know, we're always evolving and we're always learning and we're always growing, but that's actually It's an important thing to point out, because when I was growing up, I felt like the universe was beyond me. I felt like everything was beyond me. People were beyond me. Emotions were beyond me. I didn't understand what was going on, and so I was not in a good place. And that's really what compelled me on this search to figure out everything, because I wanted to figure out if there was a purpose in this, and how we were supposed to be living, and what we were supposed to be doing here, and what our place was in the universe, and so forth. And the amazing realization I've recognized is that we are all really the creator of the universe. We're really just projections of the same creator, and the whole world is the reflection of that. That we're the ones creating our reality. We're the drivers of our lives. We focus on what we want, and then our own internal world, our own thoughts, feelings, instincts, our own GPS guides us in the direction of what we're focusing on, and then the whole world just becomes the manifestation of that. As we, you know, we plug in the address, we listen to the directions, and we drive, and then we get to experience whatever we plugged in. So basically, you know, we're the creators of this universe, rather than the universe sort of happening to us, and us, you know, having to just, you know, we just having to deal with that and sort of react. I realize we actually create the circumstances. We don't need to react to them. We could respond to them and ask for something different. with the focus of our attention. And, you know, in the way that we respond to things, we choose what the next experience is that we're going to face. So ultimately, the whole world sort of came into this amazing clarity for me. And it really did start with trying to understand the entire universe. And I realized that that's ultimately what, in some ways, I feel that I've done. And I feel like I sort of have the keys to life that I was looking for all along. Like if life had an instruction manual, which I sort of wrote, that I finally have that instruction manual, and it's what I was looking for all along.
Congratulations. That's a humongous challenge to figure out the universe. Good for you.
Yeah.
We're talking with with Jonathan Wachtel. He's written a lot of books that map out the internal landscape of the human experience and personality. He's spoken in 5 different countries. He's had individual clients in several other countries, as well as all of his clients here in the U.S. It's pretty amazing what this man has done. And if you look at his website, which is an amazing website, to say the least, inspirationallifeguidance.com. That's the website where you can get much more information on what Jonathan does and has done and how to get in touch with him direct. By the way, he's based in New York. He works with folks on the phone, Skype, things of that nature. But anyway, golly, you've got at least 8 books here, and I think 9. How many books in all have you written, Jonathan?
I've written and published 7. One of those is a free ebook. I actually have other books that are almost complete. So, and as far as published ones, 7. But
well, congratulations.
There.
You know, that's you're to be congratulated. Very good for you.
Thank you.
Now, first off, it's important for you to briefly explain to me what your life guidance system is, and then I want you to explain. And give me some examples of how you've been able to help some clients who've come to you. What is the life guidance system, the short version?
Yeah, so the short version, the life guidance system, there are 3 basic principles. One is that the way we treat ourselves sets the example for the way we're inclined to treat others and the way others are inclined to treat us. 2 is that we all have our own internal GPS system where whatever we focus on determines where our own thoughts, feelings, instincts will guide us. And so if we focus on what we want, then we're guided toward that, and we create this really harmonious, positive dynamic with ourselves when we're listening to our GPS. And then we're inclined to tune in and be mindful and present when every part of us is where we want to be. And when we're focusing on what we don't want, then we're inclined to not listen to our own internal directions as we're guided there. And then we force ourselves different directions, and we create this control rebellion dynamic in ourselves. We're forcing ourselves to do things, and our GPS doesn't want to, so then we feel like we don't want to do what we're being told to do, and then we end up tuning out. We're not really fully present in any place, because we feel like we really should be doing something else. We'd really rather be doing something else. So the solution to all of that is focus on what we actually want to experience. And then the 3rd principle here is that ultimately we are the sole creators of our life experience, that the world outside us is just a mirror of the world inside us, that it's just showing us how we're treating ourselves. If we look at how other people are treating us, how the world is treating us, what we're facing, and we can just ask ourselves, what's it making me think and feel? And then we can see what we've been making ourselves think and feel, and we can actually change that, and then the world actually changes. Like, people actually treat us differently when we treat ourselves differently. Obviously, we're inclined to interact with people differently if we're creating a different experience for ourselves. If we step into an interaction already happy, already feeling secure, etc., obviously it changes the way you interact with people, as opposed to stepping into an interaction when you're feeling sad or you're feeling insecure. And then obviously you get results that support what you went in with. The feeling you went in with is going to be supported by the interaction. So if you create the feeling within yourself in the first place, based on the way you're treating yourself, what you're focusing your attention on, then you will get what you want supported by the world around you, as the world is just a mirror of what's inside. So then as far as some applications of this, where I've helped people with this, I have one really powerful example where there was this person who came to me, and she came to me for a whole bunch of other reasons as well, but she wanted to have a child, and she was trying with her husband for 8 months to get pregnant, and unsuccessfully. And so we went through all the different things emotionally that were holding her back, you know, her relationship with her parents, her relationship with her husband, her feelings about kids, her career, her feelings about her financial situation, having a house, you know, having security there. And so there are all these different things to be addressed in her body. So we addressed all these different things and, you know, got her to a place where she felt like she was actually ready to have kids. And at one point she asked me, so I've been working really hard. You know, why am I not pregnant yet? And so I asked her about all these different areas that we had been addressing, all the different areas that might come into play in her not being fully ready emotionally to have a child and, you know, mentally, emotionally, et cetera. And so I said, it sounds like you're ready, because the way that she was talking about everything, it sounded like we'd actually successfully addressed all these different things. I said, it sounds like you're ready. The only thing left is that she was in the process of changing offices, working with people who didn't have any kids and had no intention of having kids, to an office with people who had young kids and were very family oriented. And she hadn't yet told the people in her office that she was leaving, that she was leaving, because she was afraid to cut ties. She was afraid of, you know, actually communicating that. So I said, the only thing left is for you to have that conversation. Let them know that you're leaving. And then once you have that conversation, within a few days, you'll be pregnant. Now, obviously, this sounded insane even to me at the time. but she believed me, and this was all just based on, I mean, as I reviewed in my head what I said right after I said it, I said to myself, well, you know, this fits the system. Like, so I put my trust in the system. I left it as I said it. And a couple weeks later, she called me and she said, so I had that conversation, and a few days later, I took a pregnancy test and I'm pregnant. And now this would be like a really weird coincidence if this were like a one-time thing, but I have many different examples to show of these kinds of things happening.
Let me ask you a quick question here. Who are the kinds of people that typically come to you for help? They're looking for a life guide. You're a life guide. I'm amazed that so many people can come to you for all these different things. I wouldn't believe a woman would come to you because she wasn't getting pregnant. I would think she'd go to a doctor, you know? But that's amazing.
Right.
Bottom line is, give me just a broad spectrum of the kind of clients who come to you, and then another success story or two.
Yeah. Well, you're probably right. I don't know if people would think to come to me for that, except maybe until after hearing this story. But it was because she had come to me for other things prior to that. She had come to me originally about her marriage and her relationship with her husband, and then ultimately we were addressing her career stuff, and then this was something that came up along the way. And obviously everything that we had been addressing was preparing her for this anyway. So then it was a matter of addressing some of the final things. But as far as the kinds of people, I mean, people come to me for all sorts of things. Obviously, it has to be something that someone recognizes as something they want to work on, that they want to, you know, go to someone for in the first place. So it is usually something in one of the main topics, you know, one of the main areas where it's I'm in a relationship and I'm not happy and I don't know what to do and how do I change this? You know, it could be a dating relationship, it could be a marriage, it could be that they are looking for someone and they haven't found someone and they don't know how to find someone to be in a relationship with. None of their dates have been going well and their relationships haven't been going well. It could be, you know, as far as the main things that people have come to me for, it could be people coming to me for, I'm not happy in my job and I don't know what to do. So then we work on how to actually get them to a place where they're happier, and then identify a job that might be even better for them. And it could be that they're looking for, that they're actually trying to create their dream job already, that they're trying to build their business. And so I help them build their business and get aligned with that, get emotionally on board and completely, you know, 100% internally aligned with that so that they can be guided toward the right action to take to actually succeed. It could be that they're struggling with their health. And they don't know what to do about it. They're having some kind of health problem that's clearly big. And, you know, maybe they've gone to doctors, maybe they haven't. A lot of people who have come to me have gone to psychologists, psychiatrists, et cetera. And they And then they came to me and they were like, what was I doing wasting my money all these years? You know, we covered more in one session than I did in years of therapy. So that was a typical situation for a long time. But the main things are really relationship and career and building businesses. Those are the main things that people think to come to me for, because obviously if we're in something, if we're in a situation that we're not happy with in terms of relationship or in terms of career, then we're pretty motivated to make changes, usually. I mean, people have come to me because they have family issues and all sorts of things, but, you know, obviously if they have their own families or if they or they're have, you know, issues with their siblings and their parents, it could be their children, it could be their spouse, but it's whatever gets someone to a place where they're like, okay, I want to make changes, or I want this to be better, or this, you know, this is what I identify as the problem. Obviously, then they come to me, and often the root of the problem is actually a different area altogether. You know, it could be they came to me because of their relationship, and it's actually their career that needs addressing, because if they change their career situation, then their relationship would reflect that, because they would feel more confident in themselves, or because they would feel, you know, like they're actually succeeding, or that they're, like, respecting themselves in what they're focusing their attention on, rather than staying in a career that they're not happy in. And then obviously that you know, if you're not happy in your career, it's hard to be happy in your relationship. So sometimes, you know, people just come to me for a relationship, and it's like, okay, let's address your career. You know, obviously I don't just immediately go to that. We address why we would be going to that, why that's actually the root of the experience. But it's really just what compels people to actually make changes in their lives, feel like it's worth investing in themselves to do that. And then we'll go to wherever the root of the issue is and actually make changes. And obviously, once people are coming to me, they recognize the power of this to change every area of their lives. And so then that's where we get into things like the whole pregnancy story, because as people are growing and I'm, you know, guiding them along, guiding them in listening to themselves along the process and shaping their own lives on purpose, then they recognize that they can apply this to every area of their lives, and that it's not just, you know, to be applied to the area that they came for originally.
I guess one of the key questions is, I mean, because it's amazing, you're giving advice and helping people on so many different areas, how to improve your business, how to improve your relationship, you know, how to improve this or that, almost every aspect of life. Well, you are a life coach. The bottom line is, do you find that in most instances – you're really able to help the clients who come to you, that later on they find out that the experience with you has been worth it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the only people who haven't benefited are the people who weren't really ready to make changes and were more inclined to argue with the advice rather than, you know, try it out and see how it goes. Everyone who was on board enough to make changes ended up with, like, I mean, I've had most of my clients, most of my business has been built on referrals up until recently, and that was because so many people told so many people, because almost everyone who came to me told at least one and often several other people about me because they had such amazing results and they felt so good about the results that they got.
I think that's great. You just answered a question I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you, how do people find out about you? Obviously, word of mouth works, no question about it. Well, Jonathan, look, I wish we had more time because I find you absolutely fascinating. Our guest is Jonathan Wachtel. His practice is called Inspirational Life Guidance, and he's based in New York. Now, you work with people in person at all, or is it all on the telephone? How is it?
If people are right around here and they want to work in person, then they're welcome to do that. Most of my clients are on phone, Skype, Google Hangouts, so I can meet with people anywhere in the country or anywhere in the world, and that's awesome.
Okay. Very good. Well, listen, we've run out of time, Jonathan. Thank you so much for being with us. I've learned a lot. I mean, you've really whet my appetite for more information. I'm sure folks out there listening will be able to say the same doggone thing. This guy is onto something here. So in any event, folks, I refer you again to Jonathan's website, inspirationallifeguidance.com. You'll find it totally amazing and a lot of information there. He's got a lot of books that you can look up, and I'm sure they're available on Amazon and perhaps other stores as well. And then, of course, you know, you can get in touch with Jonathan himself in New York. Jonathan, thanks for being our guest. I really appreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Doug.
You're very, very welcome. And that's it for this edition of CUTV News Radio, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us. See you next time. Till then, have a great day. Bye for now.